The Workshop Downtown Podcast with
Ashley Ayala
and Kelly Bennett. This is a weekly podcast for people seeking to build a cool brand, business, lifestyle, and impact. Each week, we'll talk shop about the real behind the scenes of being a small business owner. We'll also talk to local change makers, interview people we adore, and just share about things that we dig.
Welcome back, guys. It's episode 13 of the Workshop Downtown Podcast with Ashley Ayala and Kelly Bennett.
Hey.
And today we are talking about non-negotiables. So this podcast was inspired by a podcast that I listened to earlier this week by Shameless Mom, so we'll have to tag her. But she had non-negotiables that complete her life, and that was her episode 243. So what she does is she talks about living life as a shameless mom. So it is a podcast for mothers, but it's all about, you know, entrepreneurship and really living an empowered life as a mother and using that to kind of fuel your dreams and not necessarily trading out the dreams that you had about your life for motherhood instead.
I love the name of her podcast.
Yeah. It's really good. She asks all the guests that she has on the show to share why they're shameless, and I really enjoy it. But listening to this episode really made me think, like, this is a great topic that we could talk about because we are really big, obviously, on ethics, and you guys hear about that a lot, and just, you know, social consciousness and trying to be a pillar in the community and do good things for your community and for the earth and just, yeah, make the world a better place. So we're going to cover some of our non-negotiables today on the podcast.
Yes. So I'll jump it off. So this is something that I've been thinking about, too, and it's interesting that, because Ashley and I, we live our own lives, but we always come in unison on very parallel topics. And she was telling me about the podcast, and then it also sparked something in me that stuff that I never realized was a non-negotiable became a non-negotiable. A few things came up even just this week. And before we started recording, I was talking to Brianna, our awesome producer, and she was saying, too, like, your non-negotiables also grow with you. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff that in the beginning of your journey you may not even thought about or realize, or you just were never in a situation where something came up, so you don't even realize that was a non-negotiable. So this is something that it's always good to check up on. I think every couple of months, even, ask yourself, like, what is a no? Like, what is a no-go? What is your hard line? Like, something that you would not be a part of, do for yourself. So take this time today as you're listening to our non-negotiables, grab a pen and paper, and really dive deeper and ask yourself these questions. Because once you get clear on these non-negotiables, that also connects to our boundary episode, even self-care episode, all of this stuff is just going to help you more intuitively guide your business and your life so that you feel good about what you're putting out there. So for myself, one of my biggest non-negotiables is any harm to animals. Like, I truly believe that we should be kind to animals. I think it's pretty simple. Be respectful and kind. So anything that involves, like, any animal exploitation, using animals inhumanely. I go as far as using animals for food I don't resonate with. But for me, they're the most vulnerable of our community, of our society. So for me, being a voice for them because they don't have their own voice to speak up, that's like one of my biggest non-negotiables. I've had to turn down a lot more business that I've been able to pick up in a lot in the beginning because a lot of products involved animal byproduct, and I just said no. And that was something that I have really put out since the beginning of my career. And a lot of people thought I was crazy. A lot of people made fun of me. A lot of people were like, Kelly, you're going to be fucking broke for your whole life. Like, you have to be able to be flexible. And I was like, no, I can be flexible if a brand has a vegan option and I'm promoting that vegan option. I'm in, but I can't do for the whole company. And I am happy to say now, because I had that non-negotiable and now that I'm really in my career, I've been able to grow businesses and brands and be a part of them, that's a big part of the premise of that business. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people have fear around having non-negotiables because they feel like they're going to lose money, lose friends. But I think over time, it could actually help fuel you. That was a very long answer to my number one non-negotiable, but...
You're passionate about
it. I'm very hyped up on this, guys. I feel it in my bones, but yeah.
That's good.
What about you, Ashley?
So one of my, my biggest, which I'll try not to go too long on it, but is I am non-negotiable about injustice and just, like, blatant injustice or exploitation of people and, Yeah, that's really my big one. So, especially with, working with different companies or promoting different things, I really look into what is the social aspect behind what they're doing and do they have some responsibility in the human rights realm? How do they treat their employees? Are they a company I want to support based on the way that they value people? That's something I'm totally non-negotiable on. Mm-hmm. And I think as being a small business owner, like Kelly mentioned, as you grow, you're able to say, you're able to just say no, So as you become a bigger entity and more people want to work with you, you can be more selective and say, like, no, I don't want to work with you because X, Y, and Z. And I think in the beginning, it is really hard when you're trying to make money and you're saying no to opportunities. But if they really don't align with you, then... we've mentioned this before, then they're not worth working with.
It's not. And I think that's a very interesting one, too, because some companies, as they get bigger, they kind of allow more in because they get a taste of success. And they're like, well, if I kind of loosen up this non-negotiable, if I kind of loosen up this, but then at the end, you lose what you really were about.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of companies crumble from that, and actually the people behind it going in really weird places because they didn't stay true to what they originally set out to. So I think it goes both ways. And I like your view of, like, as you grow, you could be even more clear and more precise of what you are allowing in.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
Anything? What else you got on this list?
On my list. So that kind of goes along with things that just don't feel right. So if there's, let's say a partnership or a collaboration that you're working on, and, like, for me, if I'm really excited about it, but then I start getting, like, weird vibes, oh, well, they said this, but then their action is this, or... any inkling of that, usually I give people the benefit of the doubt and I kind of look at myself and try to be more self-aware, like, okay, is this something that I'm bringing? Like, is it something that's in my head or is this truly feeling slimy for a reason? And if it does feel slimy, then it's not negotiable. Then I don't work with that person or that brand or whatever it may be.
Amen.
Yeah. Another one of mine would be sacrificing balance in life. So this has been a tough one for me
since I became a mom. Listening to this, yes.
Sacrificing balance is non-negotiable. And I think that's why, too, like, Sister House has gone through so many changes this year, because I refuse to settle for living in hustle mode when I really want to be a good mother, too. So, and be a good wife and a good friend and a good daughter and sister. Like, I don't want to be feeling stressed out to the point where I can't care for myself and care for my relationships and the people around me. So for me, my own mental health and my wellness and my well-being, it's non-negotiable. I won't let it affect my work. And when it has in the past, so before I was doing a lot of the Sister House stuff and I still had a 9-to-5, like, corporate-y day job or teaching, whatever it was, I quit, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I would finish out the commitment, and I would honor that. That's a big thing for me, too, like, non-negotiable. Personally, I'm big on follow-through and, like, showing my integrity that when I commit to something, I'm going to finish it. But when stuff starts feeling gross, then I kind of make the decision, okay, I'll honor this commitment, but as soon as this contract is up, I'm out. And there was one time where... some, like, sexual harassment and some manipulation was going on in the workplace, and that was the one time that I just was like, nope.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Find someone else to finish your contract, because I won't be a part of this. So, really sticking your ground and standing your ground in that.
Things that truly matter to you. Mm-hmm. And that reflect your values and ethics. So mm-hmm. these non-negotiables, I think, also connect with our identity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And who we identify as and who we want to be in the world. So, like, holding these very true to your heart and, like, really walking the talk, I think, mm-hmm. just helps you overall.
Definitely, yeah. And knowing, too, that as you have these non-negotiables, I know for me, like, people know. Like, they won't even ask now. Oh, mm-hmm. I won't ask her if she wants to work with this person or whatever. Because, it wouldn't align with what she's going for.
That is a fun thing that happens.
It is really fun. Because you're like, yes, like, people see my core values.
Yes.
Because not only, like, I had them personally before I started the business, but now that there's a business and there's an entity around it, and it's on social media, or, you know, people can read into it and find out more about what I'm about. They see those values and morals, and they know, like, oh, yeah, like, example would be, she's not going to work with mm-hmm. Walmart, because
<Yeah. laughs>
they don't value people over their profit, and that's not what she's about, so.
1,000%. And, you know, it gets tempting, guys, at times. I think especially as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, as someone who's making it, you know, month to month, paycheck to paycheck, or not even paycheck to paycheck. It's like money coming in from your business and you're not even sure what it's going to be, you know? And then you could get opportunities that somewhat align. I had that last year and I was like, fuck, why do I have such strong ethics sometimes, you know? Because yeah. It could have been a really cool thing. But just, I couldn't. Because mm-hmm. some of the brands that it was working with just totally do not resonate with my ethics. And it was a non-negotiable. I couldn't take it. And it's challenging at times. And it's still, I think, even a privilege to have non-negotiables. Because there's so many people that really don't even have the choice. So
absolutely.
If you do have the ability to make these choices and hold true to your guns. And because you are able to pay your bills and, you know, plan B if it was to live back with your parents. Like, you have those options. I think we need to really do it so that also, too, while we're growing, we could also empower other people to come with us. So we're holding more space for more people. So it's not just for you. I think just helping more people progress. If you have this opportunity to even have a non-negotiable, like, it's your obligation to really go deep into it and make the most of it mm-hmm. because that's not everyone has that. You know? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that kind of goes with being a voice for the voiceless. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Kelly had mentioned earlier. If you have the opportunity to set clear boundaries and, you know, and it's, you're doing everyone a good service by using mm-hmm. your power to then empower other people or, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I know I've gotten into weird spaces in my head thinking, like, well, it's such an opportunity that I even have this job offer, right? And there's so many people that don't even have a job, and you could get into the whole whirlwind of, like, going in a weird hole of what resources you do have. But for me, I had to say, no, I have to stay even more true to myself, because that can inspire more people to have more opportunities. Mm-hmm. So whatever inspires you, stay true to yourself and have these non-negotiables. Also be clear on that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have more?
Yeah. I'm very hot on this topic right now. For myself, similar to the wellness. So it's funny, I also, too, this weekend, I have a non-negotiable that I've been turning off my phone on the weekends and really unplugging. However, one of my business partners literally came to my house and knocked on my door to tell me about a really cool business proposition that could be happening. And I'm not going to lie, I did turn on my phone after that because I wanted to send a text message to someone about it and, like, move forward. So even though, like, staying unplugged and my wellness is a non-negotiable, so I'm going to take myself after this recording and go to Whole Foods or Sprouts and, like, meal prep and take extra care of myself that way, I did bend my non-negotiable of turning on my phone on the weekends because it was really... Like, it's really cool, guys. If it happens, it's really, really cool.
But every other weekend, guys, since she's been doing this.
I really have been. Yeah, and it feels really good, and I really do feel like a badass. And this weekend, I bent it a little bit because I'm going to also take a lift to the grocery store, so I have to turn on my phone. So, you know, also, too, the non-negotiable is really more about my own wellness and taking care of myself on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting a lift or having a really cool business opportunity kind of, like, literally knock on my door this weekend. Yeah, I'm gonna jump on my phone real quick. Yeah. And I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah. the bigger non-negotiable.
Of, you know, moving a company forward and, like, really being a leader in a food revolution and being, you know, progressive of, like, how we can empower more people. So that I did turn my phone on. But really, taking care of myself, I had to make that a non-negotiable. I worked out twice this week.
Oh, dang, girl.
Yeah. Shout out to Ferguson's. They are having a trainer, Elizabeth, who is in the workshop downtown, workshop series. And she's been training all of us. And it's been great. I've been very sore, but taking care of myself became a non-negotiable when I literally couldn't get out of bed because I was working. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, if I'm killing myself, trying to do good in the world, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
So that became a non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. What else? What do you got on that list?
Let's see. Non-negotiable. So going back to, I guess my last one really goes back to wellness, is like my spiritual wellness. So
yes.
Definitely honoring spiritual practices. And Kelly reminded me this, well, showed me for the first time this week, which really was like, oh, a moment. We had a moment.
We did have a moment.
She was telling me how much she sees me valuing my practice of going to church on Sundays and how much that means to me for my wellness and just how that to me isn't really a non-negotiable. And of course, yeah, we have weekends where we're out of town or where, you know, it's an opportunity to see my husband's family. So we do that sometimes on Sunday mornings, but otherwise we're in church, and that's something that I really value and is really part of my wellness, regimen.
Yeah.
Like something that I have to honor, and that's like a sacred time for me. So,
and I really respect that. I respect that you have that practice and that's part of your wellness. And I know that. And even when we were setting the time for the podcast, I even said it, because Ashley is so kind that she's been like, well, if that's good for everyone, like, you know, I'll make it work. But I know that that's really important to you. So I think it's also, too, like, having people around you who respect your non-negotiables and, like, no, I know this is a non-negotiable. I respect it. We'll push back the time. Like, it's not a big deal. And, like, I could push my stuff around. Like, have those people, I've heard them called, like, spiritual running buddies. Mm. Or, you know, like, people who want to see you live your best life and who want to see you well and will help hold that space. Because I know for myself, I've done it, and you're like, well, don't you want to, like, take off on the weekend? Like, aren't you trying to do that? And I'm like, yeah, no, for sure. And so it helps. We remind each other of, like...
Yeah, and it's really good to be in that space and just surround it. Like, I sometimes forget how blessed I am to have the opportunity to have friends who really get what I'm talking about, or, like... you know, the things that I'm striving for personally and professionally, and just support that.
They get it.
Like, yeah, okay, yeah, let's move this thing around so you can do that. Or, you know, we honor each other's boundaries and each other's non-negotiables in that way of, yeah, okay, you don't work on Saturdays, then Saturday's off the table. There's only 6 days a week now, you know?
So yeah.
Really, really looking at that and honoring that among friends and among colleagues is huge.
Totally. And we recently hired a director of operations at the restaurant, and he asked me if we could meet someone who, if the deal, you know, if that relationship moves forward, it's like a really cool opportunity. And he was like, he's available on Saturday. And I was like, I'm so sorry, I don't work on Saturdays unless we have a special event. Like, I'm unplugged. Like, I'm literally turning off the phone and putting it in a cabinet. And this is an email exchange, so I was kind of like waiting to see what he said back. So I'm like, he's either going to be like, oh, God, I'm working with a real whack job now. But he wrote back and he's like, I'm really proud of you for telling me up front. And I really respect what you're doing. And he can meet us during the week. And I was like, boom, now I'm even more stoked to work with you. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool to see, because, you know, someone who's just strictly focusing on operations or business may have not have seen that. Mm-hmm. But it was really cool because they saw the culture that we're building, and that I'm actually really working on walking the talk in that way. So I think even if you feel awkward saying these things, the more that you say it, the more it becomes more normal. Mm-hmm. And more people will appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I think Joy, the Cupcake Girls, did a mm-hmm. really awesome job. She calls out her team.
Yeah.
If she hears from them on their days off, she's like, go home, or like, turn off your phone.
Yeah, go enjoy life.
Which is cool.
Unplug.
Unplug. What else? Oh, one other thing I noticed was a non-negotiable that came up this week. I'm trying to say this in a nice way, but if I see the name of something that doesn't resonate, like a name of a company that doesn't resonate, and then like who they associated with doesn't resonate, and just like the whole thing doesn't resonate, it's okay to be like, I'm good, thank you so much, wish yeah. you the best. Like, you could say it in a nice way, and I still have to do that, but you know, it's like, you have to also follow your intuition. There's some things that maybe don't even fall in a category of a non-negotiable. Like, I never even thought, like, a name of something would be a non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. Unless it was, like, something really absurd. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a non-negotiable. If it was, like, a pro-Trump thing, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's very clearly yeah. a non-negotiable for me. I will not be on that podcast. Yeah. But this was a new one for me, because it was, like, a little bit different than I would have thought. So that is also too, just like, follow your gut. Mm-hmm. If something feels a little off or feels a little weird, follow it, trust it. Mm-hmm. I think your intuition will really help you navigate. If you're not quite sure what your non-negotiable is, just feel into your body of like when it like clenches, or you feel like your body language, your shoulders are rolling in, your arms are folding up, you're biting your nails, like that's probably a no.
Yeah.
So or listening a sign to that.
Something's stressing you out.
Yeah.
So you gotta draw.
You gotta draw a line. But when you feel excited and your chest is out and open and you like you're hyped up, like that's probably gonna be yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys.
Non-negotiables.
Live those dreams. Have those non-negotiables. And let us know what your non-negotiables are when we post this episode on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Shoot us a comment or slip into the DMs. We would love to know.
Have a great week, guys.
Bye. Bye.